So with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Brad, would you like to kick things off?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jeremy, and thanks everybody for joining us. And I want to thank John Soltz, my partner here, co-founder and chairman of VoteVets.org, and Mayor Myrna Hettinger of Emmitsburg, Iowa, who we'll get to in a minute. But let me just give a brief overview of a campaign that we're getting involved in with Vote Vets. And just for a little history, Americans United for Change and Vote Vets have been partners in a number of efforts important to Americans, important progressives, going back many years. They include issues like climate, issues like ending the war in Iraq, issues like taking care of veterans. I'm pleased to be doing this with John, and we are pleased to announce that both Americans United for Change and Vote Vets are joining the fight against big oil and standing up for common sense bipartisan policies that are helping America become more energy independent. The renewable fuel standard, which was signed into law with wide bipartisan support by President George W. Bush, has helped cut America's dangerous dependence on foreign oil. Because of this common sense law, we now get almost 10% of our fuel from clean and renewable sources. For the last several months, the oil industry has been waging a misleading and self-serving scare campaign against this policy. You know, it's hard to take the oil companies and their arguments about gasoline prices seriously, since ethanol actually costs 60 to 80 cents less to produce and saves us all money every time we fill up at the pump. The oil companies don't generally lose sleep over gas prices, but they're certainly very concerned about losing their market share. They have good reason to be worried, since the refuelable fuel standards helped us to steadily reduce our oil imports while steadily increasing our production of homegrown American renewable fuel. In fact, ethanol saves us about $1 billion every week that would otherwise be sent overseas. That money is being invested here at home, making our economy and our country stronger. And the advanced biofuels like cellulosic ethanol and other next-generation fuels are now coming into reality. The first new commercial-scale cellulosic ethanol plant came online in July, and several more are scheduled to begin production in the next several months. Since they can produce fuel without using food crops and can use things like agricultural waste, these next-generation fuels could be transformative economically, environmentally. They are small now, but they are going to quickly become the biggest threat that big oil has ever faced. Big oil is now pressing the EPA to weaken the renewable fuel standards, effectively requiring a less American biofuel and more foreign oil in our gasoline. You know, we are urging all involved, those that have been supporters of renewable fuels, including the president, the EPA, to stand firm against big oil and to stay on the side of our environment, our economy, our national security, and American consumers. I mean, it is irrefutable that these renewable sources of fuel can be made in America. They can't be, the jobs that they create can't be shipped overseas. They can't be outsourced. They are better for our economy. We've been tied down in too many conflicts overseas related to securing imports of foreign oil. It can be nothing but good for our economy to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Now, we as an organization have always been involved in issues of importance to the middle class, particularly economic issues, issues about jobs. What we've been involved in discussion of climate and gas prices and the subsidies that big oil gets going back many years. And you know what we're going to bring to this, along with Vote Vets, is I would say a focus on four things, some that Vote Vets is stronger at, some that we're particularly good at, and I think that's grassroots organizing, earned media, digital media, both free, what you do on Twitter and Facebook and so forth, and paid, and then paid advertising, which we will both Vote Vets and Americans United for Change separately, possibly together, will engage in both nationally and in key states to get this message out to what I would say is a fairly significant degree. So with that, let me turn the call over to my partner in this endeavor, my good friend, the co-founder and chairman of VoteVets.org, John Soltz.
Thanks, Brad. Just a little bit about myself and VoteVets. Served in Kosovo in 2000 and then two tours in Iraq in 2003. And in 2011, as the chairman of VoteVets, we now have 360,000 supporters, 120,000 veterans and military families, and climate issues and national security dependence on foreign oil issues have been a pinnacle of what we've done as an organization. Obviously, we spent about $10 million in 2010 talking about our dependence on foreign oil and how that affects our troops in combat. Obviously, the next year I was back in Iraq and was on the receiving side of an IRAM attack in Taji, where we were hit with about 11 240 millimeter Iranian MiG rockets. So our dependency on foreign oil and our ability to keep the price high in the open market, allows countries like Iran to make millions and millions of dollars daily that they then produce advanced weapon systems that proliferate across the Middle East, that you can see them being used right now in the Syrian conflict, inside of Iraq, and places where U.S. troops, frankly, pay the ultimate price. So when we have a situation last week where potentially we could increase the United States' dependence on foreign oil, our members obviously are very upset, which brings us where we are, and why we're going to commit to this campaign. Obviously, there's going to be a hearing period. We're going to mobilize all 360,000 of our activists to let people know that if you go after ethanol, essentially you're funding people who kill our troops, and there's no question about it that oil is a blood diamond inside the Middle East that's cost us thousands and thousands of lives. And so that's a message that we're going to deliver. We're going to deliver it nationally, we'll deliver it locally, we'll deliver it with grassroots, and people can look to our past to see what we've done in regards to paid media. We did a multitude of ads about this stuff in 2010, and I think that most likely that's what we're going to be looking at here going forward, getting veterans' voices in their communities, out talking about this issue, people who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whenever we do, whether it's paid media or earned media, it's always going to be veterans themselves. And then I think there's a jobs issue. Returning employment for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans is extremely high, especially in the lower age groups. Still, a lot of veterans return to rural America. A third of the troops who served in the war are Guard and Reservists who returned to small towns. And we're going to look at this from the employment side also. It's attacking American jobs at a time when we don't have enough. It's not the time to do that. We've got an unemployment rate that's high amongst these returning veterans, and some of them have come back and chose to work in the ethanol or biofuels industry specifically because of their experience in the war, and these are stories that we look forward to telling and letting people know that, ethanol puts these veterans to work, and ethanol it defunds our enemies. And, I think that's a very important message that we'll be delivering. Brad?
Great. Thank you, John. And then let me turn it over to someone who serves in, represents an area, has constituents that are very interested in this issue. Myrna Hettinger, the mayor of Emmitsburg, Iowa. Mayor?
Thank you, Brad, and thank you very much for including me in this. As we know, we live in northwest Iowa, a small rural community of less than 4,000 people, and we were so very excited to be the ones behind or within this pioneering of this ethanol plant. We have been so excited with its growth and what it has given to our community. We live in a very progressive farm area, and this plant means a lot for our local farmers. It lets them utilize every aspect of the corn or crops that they grow, and they know that this plant will process and utilize these crops, and it'll be worldwide, and it'll be within America, and it will not go to foreign soil, which makes us makes it a better tool for economic growth within America. The building of this plant has had a huge impact on our town. About 300 men employed out there on the building with places to, looking for places to eat, for places to live, and it has been a financial boon for the whole county, as our city itself cannot house that many people at this time. It also means future employment for the young people that we continue to try to draw back to the area, and this will have some jobs that would be appealing to them. And then also it affects the truckers that we have in this area, because there will be lots of use of semis and that kind of equipment, and will give them a further means of income. And so, as I say, we couldn't be happier to have it here, and hope that everybody will continue to support this plan. And thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, John. I mean, I think that really is the crux of why we're involved in this. Renewable fuels, what this means to plants here, what it means to the science that's going on here to develop even more advanced sources of biofuels, what it means to communities, what it means to farms. I don't know how anyone could think that it's better for our economy or for jobs to spend one more dollar than we're already spending importing oil.